From the City of Angels near the Pacific Ocean, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. This is Coast to Coast AM, your pathway to wisdom and truth. In a moment, pharmacist Ben Fuchs from CriticalHealthNews.com joins us. Let's set another record for Ben. If you have a cell phone, if you have your desktop, go to CriticalHealthNews.com and he gets credit for those beeps. So take advantage of those hits, CriticalHealthNews.com. And here's that toll-free number to call for assistance, things that Ben says that you might not have been able to write down, 1-855-949-7234. In a moment, pharmacist Ben Fuchs from CriticalHealthNews.com. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, along with pharmacist Ben Fuchs, registered pharmacist, nutritionist, cosmetic chemist, and one of the spokespeople for CriticalHealthNews.com. That's the website to go to. Let's set a record. Later on in the program, Tom will be taking your text and tweets, and we'll be going to phone calls very shortly with Ben and next hour as well. Pharmacist Ben, welcome back.
George, good to talk to you again.
A couple questions before we start on phone calls. Fevers. The body's way of fighting an infection is to create a fever. Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Heck yeah, it's a good thing. Fever is an increase in body temperature that the body, through evolutionary mechanisms, the body uses to kill bacteria, to kill pathogens, to kill microbes, things that have gotten into the system. It's part of the overall immune response, and it's actually a good thing.
Then why are we obsessed with lowering or trying to get rid of fevers?
That's a good question. It can get extreme. You know, if it gets really bad, then you have a problem. You can be life-threatening if it gets to be 104, 105, 106 kind of thing. So it can be a problem. Sometimes, you know, things that are protective sometimes have problems associated with it. Think about airbags in your car. You know, an airbag will save your life, but it can also break your neck. So that sometimes happens. But from an evolutionary standpoint, depending on what's causing the fever, of course, fevers definitely have a beneficial effect.
I had a story last week from the American Heart Association that said time-restricted eating may raise cardiovascular death risk in the long term.
I hope you don't believe that nonsense. That was a very poorly done study, and not only that, it was more of a headline generator. What they did was...
It was a generator.
Oh, yeah, it was definitely a headline generator. Intermittent fasting is one of the most powerful anti-aging and disease mitigating strategies anybody could use, and I've said this for years. The less you eat, the longer you live, as long as you're getting the nutrients you need. And this is based on something called the Cron diet, which means calorie restriction and optimum nutrition. This is why nutritional supplementation can be so beneficial. You see, there's two kinds of nutrients in foods. There's macronutrients, which provide calories, and those are proteins and fats and carbohydrates. And then there's the micronutrients, the vitamins, the minerals, the amino acids, and the fatty acids. And these micronutrients help the body utilize the macronutrients. And foods that we should be eating that have the right balance of macronutrients and micronutrients are called whole foods. But over the last 150 years, or actually beginning about 10,000 years ago, but increasingly over the last 100, 150 years, we figured out how to divorce the calorie part of foods from the micronutrients. And many of us are eating calorie-rich foods without getting the micronutrients. This was Dr. Wallach's great insight. He noticed that by using micronutrients in supplementation form, we could get more benefit or more bang from our buck from the macronutrients. So calories are not our friend. The micronutrients are our friend. Of course, you do need to have some calories, but not a lot. You only need about 1,000 to 1,200 calories a day. The average American gets about 3,000 calories a day. As far as this intermittent fasting study that was done, check this out, George. They didn't ask the people what they ate. They only asked them when they ate. So this 91% increase in overall deaths based on eating in a narrow window, 8-hour window, they could have been eating pizza and Snickers bars and soda pop, and nobody thought to ask these people what they were eating. Not only that, they didn't filter out for smokers or for drug abusers or people on prescription drugs or people who had cancer. They just asked them when they ate, and they noticed that if they ate within a narrow window, they had a higher increase. Death rates, 91% increase in death rates. But nobody thought to ask the really important questions, which was, what were they eating?
That's right. Well, we had the story last week, and you don't think it's much, do you?
No, not much at all. Intermittent fasting and fasting in general and calorie restriction is a powerful, powerful longevity-inducing and disease-mitigating strategy, and nobody should ever underestimate that.
Email in from William. He has tinnitus ringing in the ears.
That's
he said
horrible.
He bought Doc's book, It's All in Your Head.
Yeah.
But he still has his ringing. Any supplements you can recommend?
Absolutely. Tinnitus needs to be regarded as an inflammatory condition, and all inflammatory conditions in the body need to be backtracked to the intestine, the small intestine specifically.
Hmm.
You know, bacteria, we always talk about the microbiome, the bacteria that live in the intestine, but they're supposed to be in the large intestine, not the small intestine. However, over the course of the decades that we live and we poor eating habits and poor nutritional supplementation and low stomach acid and poor bile secretion, we end up with bacteria overloaded in the small intestine. This is a condition called SIBO. I don't know if you ever heard of this, small intestinal bacterial overgrowth. And this SIBO condition leads to openings in the intestine, and toxicity leaks into the bloodstream. They call that leaky gut or intestinal permeability syndrome. It's associated with molecules like histamine that can build up in the bloodstream, as well as toxins from bacteria and food particles. All of this leads to inflammation inside the body. And George, there's not a single chronic health challenge, whether you're talking about tinnitus or whether you're talking about heart disease or whether you're talking about autoimmunity or whether you're talking about neurological issues or even cancer, that are not associated with these toxins in the bloodstream. The good news is once you start changing the way you eat and getting on a good nutritional supplement program that features things like the B vitamins, for example, good bacteria, for example, magnesium, essential fatty acids, all of which are in the Longevity Healthy Start Pack and a healthy digestion pack as well, all these symptoms will begin to mitigate and reduce themselves. Because, George, it's in the body's nature to be healthy. This is something we have to really get through our heads. The body wants to be healthy. You know, 90% of our health care costs, which are in the trillions of dollars in this country, are from diseases and health challenges that are almost voluntary, based on the kinds of foods we eat and the kind of lifestyle we live. We can extend our life to such a great extent. We have a 120-year genetic lifespan and reduce the misery of all these health issues that the medical model is not helping us with simply by changing the way we live. And I'll tell you what, changing your diet and getting on a good nutritional supplement program are job number one for anybody who's dealing with a chronic health challenge.
We take text and tweets for Ben Fuchs. What do you have for us, Tommy?
Hey, Ben, this is from Jerome in Texas. He'd like you to break down and explain in detail what the body goes through when a person eats a candy bar.
Well, the problem with candy bars, we'll just break it down into the sugar, is sugar is very explosive stuff. So the body has evolved a complicated hormonal system for pulling that sugar out of the blood. And that hormonal system involves the hormone insulin. Insulin is really a feeding hormone in the sense that it improves nutrition of cells, but one of the nutrients that gets shoved into cells is sugar. So the sugar gets put into the cells from the bloodstream, and then there's no sugar in the blood. Hypoglycemia, or low blood sugar, follows the ingestion of sugar, and we go out and eat more sugar. Insulin comes out and pulls that sugar out of the blood, and the whole cycle starts again. Sugar, we deal with low blood sugar, we go get more sugar, and this high blood sugar, low blood sugar roller coaster continues on for years and even decades until finally the body stops listening to insulin. That's called insulin resistance, and just like digestive health challenges are behind all chronic degenerative diseases, so is what's called metabolic syndrome, which is a fancy way of describing what happens to the body when it stops listening to insulin. Metabolic syndrome is associated with cardiovascular health challenges, with circulatory health challenges like high blood pressure, with liver disease, with dementia, with skin problems, with all manner of degeneration. So in the long run, one Snickers bar is going to make a difference, but nobody eats just one Snickers bar, right? Over time, we're eating a lot of Snickers bars.
The bag.
Right? We're eating lots of it. We're eating lots of sugar because sugar, the sugar taste, the sweet taste gets dumbed down. Do you ever lay off of sugar for a day or two, and then you eat sugar, the same amount of sugar, or have put the same amount of sugar in your coffee or on your cereal, and all of a sudden you realize how sweet it is? You can't eat that much sugar, but then over time, you start to...
You miss it.
The body starts to get used to it again. Sugar is a very, very intense flavor, but the body kind of turns the dial down on things that are intense. So what you want to do is you want to gradually wean yourself off of the sweet taste so that when you have a little bit of sweet, it's plenty. And that's what we need to understand. And there's a really easy hack for people who are addicted to sugar, by the way, and that is more protein. And increasing your protein intake is a natural way to reduce your sugar intake, particularly an amino acid that's found in high-protein foods called glutamine. Glutamine is like a little hack. In supplementing with glutamine, it's a little hack that you can use for sugar cravings. And, of course, if you're using longevity products, you can use the TMR shake, the Total Meal Replacement Shake, or the Fit Shake, and you'll get plenty of glutamine. It's a great way to hack into your sugar cravings.
The toll-free number to call for assistance is 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. And the website to hit, I hope you set a record tonight, Ben. It's criticalhealthnews.com, criticalhealthnews.com. Betty writes, I'm 48 years old and my feet itch all the time.
Yeah.
Is that a skin issue, Doc? What is that?
Well, it could be a skin issue or it could actually be a circulatory issue. It's hard to say which one. Oftentimes, the as we age or as the impact of sugar kicks in, and one of the problems associated with sugar is a biochemical process called glycation. That's basically when the circulatory system or the circulatory vessels burn. Remember, sugar is very high energy stuff, and it has a burning effect on the circulatory vessels, and especially on the circulatory vessels in the lower parts of the body or even in the extremities, especially in the feet. And legs. And this is why, by the way, diabetes is one of the leading causes of, it is the leading cause of amputation of the feet and the toes. So it usually has to do with a circulatory problem following messed up blood sugar. Now, this is really important, George. Having your blood sugar disturbed doesn't necessarily equal a diagnosis of diabetes. A lot of times people will have disturbances in blood sugar, which is technically called dysglycemia, and the doctor will say, oh, your blood sugar's fine, you don't have any diabetes. Nonetheless, they're symptomatic. And one of the things that can happen is circulatory problems that are concentrated in the lower parts of the body. This is where something called peripheral neuropathy comes in.
Like the itchy feet. Hold on for a second, Ben. We're at a break. We'll come back and talk more. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs with us. We will take calls when we come back. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with pharmacist Ben Fuchs. Don't forget the website, criticalhealthnews.com. We will take calls this half hour and all of next hour. How have you been these days, Ben?
I've been good. Been traveling around, doing some talks at my lab for longevity and just doing my thing, helping change the world one patient at a time.
Well, you do a great job doing it, what you do, my friend.
Thank you. I appreciate that, George.
You ready for some calls?
Yes, sir. Let's take them.
Let's start with Rita in the state of Washington, west of the Rockies. Hi, Rita. How are you?
Hi, Rita.
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Great. How can we help you?
Well, I have been trying to get off wheat, and I found a bread that is called Ezekiel bread.
Oh, yeah.
And it says flourless, but it is made from the wheat germ. Is that still considered eating wheat?
You know, there's a little bit. It's a sprouted wheat. And when you sprout a grain, you turn it from something that's problematic. In fact, when you sprout all seeds, you turn it from something that's problematic into one of nature's most powerful foods. So typically, sprouted grains, broccoli sprouts, alfalfa sprouts, these kinds of foods are really powerful because they are contain all of the nutrients that the plant needs to grow. Those nutrients are kept dormant when it's still a seed, but then you add water, and all of a sudden, all those nutrients come to life. They sprout to life, and they become very, very powerful nutritional sources. So sprouted wheat is really, really beneficial, And Ezekiel bread, there is a little bit of gluten in there, but nothing like regular wheat. It's definitely, I consider Ezekiel bread to be a power food.
Ben, how come we don't hear that much about COVID-19 anymore?
Well, you know, like all viruses, the body kind of has an immune system that takes care of things. Not only that, but all of the derivatives or the mutations of the virus seem to be much weaker than the original COVID. But people's immune systems have adjusted, and now we're able to handle it a little bit more effectively. It was a novel virus when it came out, and that was what caused a lot of the problems. But now the body's immune system has gotten used to it, and that tends to happen with all viruses and bacteria, although you know you never know when there's another mutation that comes in that might be more more powerful. But most people are able to handle it, I think, more effectively than when it first came out.
Let's go to Tom in Baltimore on the wild card line. Tom, welcome to the show. Horrible situation with that bridge, huh?
Terrible. That was my backyard scene practically for a decade or more when I was a cop in Baltimore and lived right on the city-county line.
Oh, my gosh.
Traveled that bridge quite frequently. And I tell you, not the part that you saw fall down in dramatic fashion, but the other section is where I always felt unsafe. It was like you were crossing something on stilts. But, yeah, terrible situation all around. I feel for everyone who lost loved ones and their family.
Well, thank you for calling. What can we do for you, Tom?
Well, I wanted to ask the doc. By the way, doc, I just found your show again by accident. You switched times on GNC, so I'm glad you're still on there as well. But to segue off of what you've been talking about tonight and on the show that I caught the other night relative to blood sugar, there's been, as you know, a lot of talk about the diabetic drugs, but what are your feelings on herbs like berberry root extract, which has been
there's a lot of really interesting herbs that can help you with your blood sugar, but nothing, absolutely nothing, has the power of nutritional supplementation, particularly the B vitamins, chromium, and vanadium. It's almost a miracle what can happen with blood sugar once you get on a good nutritional supplement program. I've seen it with my own eyes. Now, berberine, I think you mentioned, that can help. Fenugreek is another herb that has some blood sugar stabilizing properties, but nothing like the B complex and chromium, vanadium, as well as selenium and MSM sulfur. All of these not only support insulin, but they also help the body handle sugar on their own. So really, there's nothing in the herbal world that can compare to nutritional supplements or nutrition or nutrients for helping the body handle blood sugar. That being said, there are some interesting herbs that can help you with your blood sugar, that's for sure.
Ben, what do you think of the drug metformin?
I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan of any drugs. You see, when you take a drug...
You're a pharmacist. What do you mean you're not?
I know. I'm a nutritional pharmacist. You know, here's the thing, George. Nutrients are God's drugs. Drugs or nutrients are what drugs dream they could be. Why? Because a nutrient provides you with all of the benefits with perhaps less potency than a drug, but none of the toxicity and none of the side effects. When you take a drug like metformin or Ozempic or whatever they're taking now for blood sugar or whatever kind of drug you're taking.
Jardinance, I think it's called.
What's that?
Jardinance.
Yeah, Jardinance. And you see these commercials, the Broadway play, that the musical with the Jardinance song and all that stuff. Listen, when you take a drug, George, the body has to detoxify that substance like it's a poison, because it is a poison to the body. What you're doing is you're compelling the cells of the body to do what that drug tells it to do. Nutrients don't work that way. Nutrients are integrated into the biochemistry of the body. They're integrated into the structure of the body. Drugs are not integrated into the biochemistry, and drugs are not integrated into the structure. Drugs are treated like a poison. And what's missed by the side effect profiles of drugs is the fact that you're losing precious nutrients in order to detoxify the drug.
You have to replace those.
That's why a supplement program is so important, especially if you're on prescription drugs. You know, 10% or 15% of Americans are on 5 or more prescription drugs.
Don't statin drugs that lower cholesterol deplete you of CoQ10?
Coenzyme Q10, among other nutrients, also probably vitamin C and copper and magnesium and zinc and selenium, all of which are part of the body's detoxifying chemistry. So these nutrients are used by the body to clean up the statin drug or to clean up the metformin or to clean up whatever drug you're taking. Why would we burden the body that's already compromised, presumably because you're taking a drug because your body's compromised? Why would we further burden the body? Now, I understand occasionally there's a need for a drug in an emergency, from an emergency perspective, or perhaps from a short-term perspective. But if you're on a drug for a chronic long-term degenerative disease, your number one health challenge should be to figure out how to wean yourself off of that drug, and a good nutritional supplement program is one of the most important things you could do to not only protect yourself from the toxicity associated with the drugs, not only to support your body's ability to detoxify that drug, but also just to give you the nutrition that you need that will help the body's biochemistry that you presumably took the drug for.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs is with us, taking calls this half hour and next hour. He almost set a record with website hits on his first go-round. Let's try it again, folks. Hit that website, criticalhealthnews.com. Text and tweets. Thomas, what do we have?
Hey, Ben, Samantha in Miami wants to know if it's true that red vegetables, more than any other color, will help blood sugar and blood pressure.
All the colors are important. Reds are the carotenes, vitamin A kind of derivatives, or similar to vitamin A, we'll say. But green is magnesium, and orange is important, and blues are important, and they're all important. Reds definitely have are beneficial for the cardiovascular system, for sure. But all the colors are important. In fact, you want to eat the rainbow, especially for the skin, by the way. You know, the colors that we eat when we eat vegetables or the peels of fruits are actually deposited in the skin where they protect your skin from the sun. And it's one of the best things you could do to prevent photo aging is eating these colored fruits, colored vegetables, and the peels of fruits. The medicine in a fruit is in the peel, not necessarily in the pulp.
First-time caller Tay is in Arizona. Welcome to the program. Hello, Tay.
Hi, how are you doing?
Great. Great to have you with us. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you. So I'm 31, and growing up, I found out that I was allergic to formaldehyde and clothes, and had folliculitis. And now I'm a chef, and I have an issue with my pores growing like 3 or 4 little hairs in each pore, and no matter what you know, fish oil, vitamin C I take, I keep having an issue with it. And
yeah,
and I just don't know if there's something that you could suggest.
Absolutely, 100%.
Dermatologist.
100%. And I've been working with the skin for many, many years. Three things. Number one, your ultimate EFAs, essential fatty acids, are extremely important for all skin health issues. And fish oil is not an essential fatty acid, doesn't contain essential fatty acids, just to be clear. It's beneficial for sure, but it doesn't have those EFAs, those essential fatty acids. So I'd be getting on the ultimate EFA. Vitamin A can be very important. You'll get vitamin A, of course, in the Healthy Star Pack and the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. The mineral zinc is super important for skin cells that are dividing really rapidly, and that's usually the cause of these ingrown hairs. You'll get zinc in the Zinc FX from Youngevity if you want to use Youngevity products. And then topically, you might want to consider using salicylic acid as a toner. You can either have a pharmacist make that for you. You can probably find it on the Internet. And then also, you may get a prescription for something called Retin-A, or use retinol, which is available over the counter. And both of those can help support the growth of skin cells. What you're experiencing is rapid division of skin cells, probably due to nutritional deficiency or some kind
of
irritant.
It's not Morgellons or anything like that, Ben?
No, it's definitely not Morgellons. Morgellons is, that's a pretty wild thing. Have you heard about that? You know about Morgellons? Morgellons is really a bizarre skin condition. A lot of medical folks feel like it's more psychological than anything else, and it's when folks
feel creepy things under their skin.
Exactly. Can you imagine that? Feel creepy things underneath the skin, inside the skin. But there's a lot of healthcare professionals who believe that that's more psychosomatic than it is a real thing. Nonetheless, to somebody who's experiencing it, it feels plenty real.
Ben, what is aspartic acid used for?
Aspartic acid is a really interesting amino acid. You know, there's amino acids are the building blocks of protein, and aspartic acid plays an important role in the health of in neurology, health of the nervous system. It helps send chemical signals through the nervous system, and it's actually Its derivative, aspartate, is part of the aspartame molecule, which is the famous sweetener. That, I don't know if you can mention the name, the sweetener.
Sure you can. Go ahead.
Yeah, NutraSweet that people were using. Remember that whole problem with NutraSweet when it first came out?
Aspart- yeah.
It's the technical name of NutraSweet is aspartame, and that's partially due to its aspartic acid content.
It was a Monsanto product, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a Monsanto product, and it's not the best. It's not necessarily great. Aspartic acid has some neurotoxicity effects in those high concentrations, so it's considered to be a kind of excitotoxin.
Joe in Long Island, New York. Welcome to the program. Hello, Joseph.
Yeah, hi, Ben. Happy belated St. Patrick's. Yeah, I have a two-part question on the supplements and one on the psychology. So there's a very interesting book. It's called Brain Energy by Christopher Parker in audio, and he does the audio himself. He does a fantastic job. But he's talking about cellular metabolism and mitochondria being the biggest problem in all these brain disorders like bipolar and et cetera, et cetera. One of the supplements he suggests, among other things, is NAD. Then also there's a Taylor Swift song called Willow. So I'll ask you about willow bark extract, which apparently was used in ancient Rome for inflammation and pain. And and then on the psychology, you mentioned something like this idea of visualization. But I've also heard the idea of rehearsal, like rehearse what you're going to do. And I can't quite get my finger around that as a concept of trying to rehearse what you're going to do. But would you have any thoughts on that, where people use rehearse?
Absolutely. All great athletes use that technique. And you know what? We're all athletes just because getting our butt out of bed in the morning is an athletic event. So anything an athlete is doing to improve their performance is something we should all be doing. And all great athletes rehearse and use visualization. Musicians do the same thing. Public speakers do the same thing. It's a really very powerful strategy to rehearse things because your brain, your biology doesn't necessarily know if something's happening in your brain or something's happening in real life. If something is happening in your brain to your biological system, to your biochemistry, it's a real thing, and your biochemistry responds accordingly. So visualization and rehearsal strategies can be really good, not just for performance, but also if you're dealing with a health challenge. You can picture yourself healthy, or you can picture the inflammation going down or the tumor shrinking or whatever it is that you're dealing with. You can actually use visualization strategies to improve those conditions, and I'm a big believer in visualization techniques. I always recommend that for cancer patients especially. As far as willow bark goes, that was actually the first...
to make aspirin on.
Yeah, that's right.
Isn't
the first drug, the first official drug came from willow bark, and that was salicylic acid or acetyl salicylic acid, which is aspirin. And so, yes, willow bark itself contains natural salicylates, which have anti-inflammatory properties and analgesic properties as well. Certainly not as potent as aspirin, but in a mild way, you can use willow bark tincture to leverage the anti-inflammatory properties of the salicylates in the willow bark. And then you said something really, really cool when you talked about the mitochondria and NAD. It turns out that that's really the source of disease, not just neurological disease, but all disease involves mitochondrial dysfunction. Now, you can't really approach the mitochondria just for... just quick digression, the mitochondria are the organelles inside the cells that turn our food into energy, simply put. It's a little bit more complicated than that, but our food gets turned into energy via the mitochondria, and all disease involves defects in the production of energy. Now, it usually involves inflammation or nutritional deficiencies or perhaps lack of oxygen or toxicity, but the nexus of the sort of the manifestation of disease is mitochondrial defects. The NAD that you're talking about, yes, indeed, it's very important for mitochondrial health, but NAD is just a glorified form of niacin. The body turns vitamin B3, niacin, into NAD, and this is what makes niacin such a fabulously important nutritional supplement. In fact, the ultimate niacin for longevity, I consider it to be one of the most important longevity products for pretty much all health challenges. In fact, niacin is so important for the body that it's the one vitamin that the body will actually make. Usually, vitamins aren't made by the body. You have to come from foods or supplements. But niacin is so important for the body that the body will actually make niacin under deficiency states.
We're going to come back and take more calls with pharmacist Ben Fuchs right here on Coast to Coast AM.